Hello and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Wednesday, the 14th of December 2011. The official investigation into an alleged miracle attributed to the intercession of Archbishop Fulton Sheen has concluded in Illinois. Since September, a tribunal has looked into the alleged miraculous healing of James Fulton Engstrom, a one-year-old born without a pulse last year, whose parents credit his survival to the late Archbishop. A public mass concluding the investigation was held at the Cathedral of St. Mary of the Immaculate Conception, where Archbishop Sheen was an altar server when he was a boy. Official tribunal documents were sealed at the mass and will now be shipped to the Vatican for consideration. If the alleged miracle is approved by the Pope, U.S. Catholics could witness the first ever beatification on American soil in the Diocese of Peoria. On the 16th of September 2010, Bonnie Engstrom and her husband Travis prayed fervently to Archbishop Sheen after she delivered a stillborn son. The baby, whom they named James Fulton after the Archbishop, had no pulse for 61 minutes after he was born. As doctors prepared to declare the time of death, however, his heart started beating. Although the physicians predicted serious medical problems, James Fulton is now a happy, healthy one-year-old. In addition to serving as an auxiliary bishop of New York and bishop of Rochester, Archbishop Sheen was best known for his weekly radio broadcast, The Catholic Hour, and later his weekly television program, Life is Worth Living. The Archbishop died in 1979, and his cause for sainthood was opened in 2002. A second approved miracle will be necessary before Archbishop Sheen, currently called a servant of God, will be declared a saint. The oldest Australian Sister of Mercy, Sister Madeleine Lawrence, has celebrated her 109th birthday. Sister Madeleine received letters of congratulations from the Queen, the Prime Minister, and the Governor-General. Born in Victoria in 1902, Sister Madeleine joined the Goulburn Sisters of Mercy when she was 17. She taught in schools and orphanages in many areas, including Goulburn, Geelong, Girildary, and says she still keeps in touch with most of her students. "They write me letters and I always write back," she said. "I have watched them get their jobs, settle in life, marry, have children of their own, and their children have married, so I've seen them along the line." Sister Madeleine currently lives at Mount St. Joseph's home in Young, where she has been for 9 years. She says she likes to keep busy. An ordinary day usually consists of prayer, mass, reading, writing letters, and a game of Scrabble. A group of Lebanese lay Catholics have formed a group called New Creation with the objective of fostering Eucharistic adoration around Lebanon. They took their name from a phrase in the second letter to the Corinthians, "So whoever is in Christ is a new creation." The principal means they are using in their endeavour is the promotion of the 40 hours devotion, during which time there is continuous prayer before the Blessed Sacrament in solemn exposition. Antoine Nanou, the founder of New Creation, said the initiative seeks an opening to create a relationship with Jesus through a direct encounter with him in the Eucharist. The Master teaches and the disciple learns in silence, and then he can live and practice the Master's teaching, Antoine said. The first 40 hours devotion organized by the group took place in October in the Convent of the Saviour of the Trappist monks in Dubleta, Lebanon. Although 110 people had registered for adoration, the actual number who turned up was more than 170. A further period of Eucharistic adoration was held in November in the Church of Our Lady of Casale in Kobiyat in the north of Lebanon, where more than 400 people participated in the event. And that's today's Catholic News. Thanks very much for listening. Speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.